It's time now for Live High School on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. It's a Thursday night special. It's a Mac Boys contest tonight live from Sydney High School. It's senior night as the Sydney Warriors take on the Unitego Spartans, as Sydney will be honoring their five seniors tonight. They do have some more home games coming up, but it is senior night and always a bittersweet moment for some of these guys, one of their last home games on this court.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, you played here all your career in high school and everything, and you get down to that last game. And I was kind of talking with Mike Brzee before the game. Coach Brzee said to me, he said, with all the scheduling conflicts and changes and stuff, they just didn't want to change that night. That's why they still have a couple games after tonight.
Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, this is a big game for Sydney tonight, Tim, because they are still in contention for a top four playoff spot, which basically means they're trying to fight to get into the MAC League semifinals. And there's a lot of games left to decide who will be in the top four, because as of today, and this will change over the next couple of days and the weekend, Unadilla Valley, Walton, and Delhi Boys are all tied for the top spot. Right underneath them is Sydney, and then right underneath Sydney would be the group of BG and Deposit Hancock. But Sydney handling Deposit Hancock the other night helps Sydney's cause there. But BG still hot on their trails. They still have to play the Bobcats. And those other three teams have some games as well, including Delhi at Walton tomorrow, and then Walton at Sydney on Monday. So there's a lot to play for.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games coming up here in the next week and a half. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be very, very pivotal because, like you did say, Nate, they're going to count towards who's going on into the playoffs.
Especially when you're looking in the MAC semifinals, that is, one plays four, two plays three. So you want to be, hopefully, one of those top two teams so you can play it on your home floor. That's very, very big, especially in some of the hostile environments that you could have at a Walton or a Delhi. And I'm sure those teams don't want to come over here and face the Sydney student section and the Sydney fans and UV as well. So everybody is all right there. I think UV has a big one tonight. They're playing Oxford. Mm-hmm. Oxford's the only team in the league so far to take down Walton. So you just never know this time of year.
No, you don't. And the thing is when you get into these games, especially this one that we're going to be watching tonight, you got two rival schools going at it. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in that situation.
Yeah,
and
you can't count out Unitego here tonight. No. Two teams did play earlier in the year in the Cooperstown tournament, and Sydney got the best of Unitego that night. But Unitego has athletes, and they started off the year hot. They've kind of fizzled out. But they are a team that has a ton of talent, and they, I'm sure, always get up for a rivalry game with Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, these schools are 6-7 miles apart, you know, and these kids know each other from every sport that they've played right up since they've been peewees and then modified and so on and so forth. So, you know, these kids really know each other very well, and a lot of them are really good friends, even though they're rivals, you know. But when you walk on that floor and you cross that red border line of out of bounds for the Sydney Warriors, it's a different game.
Sydney Unitego always has a little bit of a different flavor to me. Now, you being a Sydney grad, you know, what is your big rivalry in your mind? I mean, Sydney BG obviously looks big, Sydney Unitego, and in today's MAC, of course, some of the Waltons and the Delhis, they've kind of gotten in on some of these rivalries, but for your Sydney perspective, who's the biggest rival for the Warriors?
I would say definitely the Spartans, because just because of the proximity of the two schools and everything, and, you know, you wanted to beat their parents wanted to work with your mom and dad, and they did work with your mom and dad, and it was always back and forth all,
sure.
But, you know, through Amphenol and Keith Clark, and I'm going way back now.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, these people used to talk about this at the water cooler, I guess is what it is called now, but used to be the coffee room or whatever, and they just, you know, it just brings out the best in all these kids, and I'll tell you, I think we're in for a dandy tonight.
I think we will be as well. The Sydney boys have a lot to play for, and I'm sure that Unitigo would love to play spoiler here tonight. The five seniors that we will be talking about, we'll honor them a little bit more at halftime tonight for the Sydney Warriors, include Justin McMillan, Stephen Smith, Ethan Finch, Lucas Tanner, and Malik Howard. We will pause for the playing of the national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the Unitigo boys taking on the Sydney Warriors here tonight at Sydney High School. Again, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. You can stop at Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They have all your transportation needs covered, including daily rentals and an expert service department. They have a bunch of techs on staff, so you don't have to deal with that long waiting time. So stop over and see Cork and the crew today. We'll take a break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Boys Basketball.
Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to WasteRecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. It's our Chambers O'Hara pregame show, and we will go through the Unitigo starting lineup first for head coach Jim Knight, although Coach is not home tonight, so Luke Kaiser filling in here. And we heard Coach Knight a little under the weather, so we hope he's feeling better. Starting lineup tonight for Unitigo will be senior number 2, Cody Smith, senior number 4, Cooper Thayer, junior number 12, Noah Hatala, senior number 22, Dawson Wilsey, and senior number 34, Dean Reed. And Sydney is going to start with their five seniors tonight for head coach Mike Brzee. They include number 00, Ethan Finch, Number 3, senior Malik Howard. Number 4, Justin McMillan, also a senior. Number 5, a senior Stephen Smith. And number 33, the man they call LT, Lucas Tanner, also a senior. So all 5 seniors. Makes it easy on senior night. When you only have 5, you can start them all.
Yeah, that's a nice little added thing for Coach Brzee to be able to play all 5 of them at one time and see what these guys can do. They've played together for many, many years, and this could be the last time they all hit the floor at the same time together again.
And so Sydney will be in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the maroon trims as Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. Unitego will be in the road green uniforms, a hunter green with the white and the black trims as Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform. I'm sure the Spartans are ready and raring to go. A road game at Sydney. I'm sure they want a little revenge from football season and their trip here to Sydney and from earlier this year where they dropped a game in the Cooperstown tournament to the Sydney Warriors.
And the Unitego boys are waiting for the Warriors to come out of the huddle, so I think they're ready to play ball tonight.
Stephen Smith will jump it up for Sydney and Dean Reed for Unitego. Unitego will go left to right on your radio dial. Student section sounds pretty active tonight here, and we will get things underway. Sydney goes right to left. The opening tip is out of bounds. Last touch by Lucas Tanner. And so Unitego will pick it up early in the first quarter, and we're scoreless.
And nice little try to save the ball out of bounds, but he didn't quite get it there, so Unitego's ball.
Full court press for Sydney. They're looking for some early turnovers. Let's see how Unitego handles it. Right side of the floor for Cody Smith, and he's hammered at midfloor. And an early foul here against the Warriors just 10 seconds in.
Yeah, they tried to trap it half court and didn't have it happen. Lucas Tanner committed his first foul of the game.
Dawson Wilsey on the right sideline will inbound the basketball to Cody Smith. Closely guarded here by Malik Howard. Sydney comes out in their signature man-to-man. Here's Dean Reed at the foul line. Gets into the paint. Fall-away jumper for Dean Reed. Can't get it to go. Skying for a rebound is Ethan Finch. And Finch back across the Sydney S at midfloor. Goes right side for Howard. Pump fakes on a 3. Doesn't pull the trigger. And now to the high post. Stephen Smith back out. Straight away for Finch. Steps in. Jumper is too strong. A rebound is loose. Out of bounds, last touched here by Sydney. No, they'll say that Lucas Tanner was able to throw it off of Dawson Wilsey and out of bounds, so it stays with Sydney.
Good hustle by LT on that play. Tried to do it before, didn't quite get it done, but this time he did.
7:20 to go in the opening quarter, and we are scoreless between Sydney and Unitego. Top of the key for Ethan Finch. Finch to the foul line for Stephen Smith. Into the corner now for Malik Howard. Fires up a 3. It's short. Rebound Finch. The tap won't go down. Both teams scrambling for the rebound, and the Spartans come away.
Little nerves on both sides right now.
Both teams looking for that first shot to go down. Here's Noah Hatala. He's in the paint. Lost control of the basketball, and McMillan will steal it for Sydney. McMillan up the right side of the floor. Finds Ethan Finch. Puts on the brakes. Goes back to McMillan at the top of the key. McMillan now for Malik Howard. Howard looking for options and a reach-in foul on Cody Smith as he was trying to sneak in there to steal the ball, and they'll get him for a reach.
Yeah, he was pretty close to getting away with it, but just a little bit too much of Malik Howard.
Both teams with one team foul each. First personal foul there on Cody Smith of Unitego. Sydney with the basketball. They go Justin McMillan, right side corner, skips across the top of the defense. To the left low block for LT. Kicks one back out. Ethan Finch, top of the key. Got it. And Ethan Finch has been on absolute fire lately. And maybe that will continue here tonight. Sydney takes an early 3-0 lead. Here's Dean Reed in the corner. Down low. Somehow got through traffic. Tries a left-handed layup that won't go. And back up the floor for Ethan Finch. And Finch is fouled at midcourt by Cooper Thayer.
Nice play by Ethan. He did a nice little spin move with a dribble and got out in space and then got Thayer on his backside and just stopped, and he ran right over top of him.
Finch had 33 against Afton earlier in the week and then 27 against Deposit Hancock. He's been all over the place and on fire as he passes down low to Lucas Tanner, who lays it up and in, and Sydney takes a 5-0 lead 2 minutes into the ball game. Unitego back up the right side of the floor. Dean Reed will get into the paint, lost control of it at the foul line for Noah Hotala, who scooped up the loose ball. He takes it down low, and his fadeaway shot won't go down, but he's fouled. With 5:50 to go in the first quarter, a 5-0 lead here for Sydney over Unitego.
Stephen Smith had good position on the defensive end on that place, but he brought his hand down right across the face of the shooter.
And so the first personal foul on Stephen Smith, second on the team. And here is Noah Hatala, the junior, to the line. First shot is up and good. And so Hatala gets Unitigo on the board, and it's 5-1. Second shot coming for Noah Hatala, trying to keep things close here for Unitigo in the early going as they try to settle in as that shot rattles out. So the score remains Sydney 5, Unitigo 1 in this boys' MAC contest tonight. Early first quarter action. Sydney with the basketball. It got tipped out of bounds by Cody Smith, who went diving head first towards his own bench. He's got a piece of it and falls out of bounds.
Good hustle by that young man. Almost got a turnover for Spartans.
Sydney with the basketball, right side for Malik Howard with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Now a steal by Dean Reed of Unitigo. He's off to the races and down the right side of the floor. Back for Cody Smith. Smith into the corner as they'll set up on offense. They try a pass to the high post for Noah Hotala. Had his pocket picked. McMillan is there, scoops up the basketball, and back up the floor for Stephen Smith. As Sydney leads Unitigo 5-1 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Finch to Malik Howard. Sydney with the basketball, top of the key as they go right to left. Go back for Finch. The Warriors drive it down low. And Finch is fouled as he goes up for a right-handed layup. Score remains Sydney 5, Unitigo 1 in the early going.
Nice little quick bounce on the right side by Ethan Finch and got the foul, but saying it was before the shot.
So Finch will inbound on the floor on the right-wing side underneath the glass. In his own end. Tosses one well and too far over the head of Malik Howard, who chases it back. It wasn't backcourt, and it's stolen by Unitigo, and Cooper Thayer lays it up and in. Cooper Thayer is going to have a chance at a three-point play, and Mike Brzee is furious there at Malik Howard.
Yeah, Malik thought it was backcourt, so as soon as he touched it, he thought the referee was going to blow the whistle. And now he did. It's not out of bounds. From that out-of-bounds position, that's not backcourt. So
timeout is taken by Sydney. We'll step away with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 5, Unitigo 3. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A good heads-up play by Cooper Thayer. Stole the ball, went to the rack, got the layup. Can't complete the three-point play out of the timeout with the foul shot, but he's going to get his own rebound here off a steal and can't get the right-handed layup to go, and then he's going to get called for a foul. So a little up and down there for Cooper Zayer. With 4:56 to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 5, Unitigo 3. That's two on Thayer. Three on Thayer,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, Cooper's was playing good defense, but he's swinging his arms, and that's what's getting fouled.
Boy, three fouls, that's tough, as one of the starters will now go out for Unitigo. Here's Lucas Tanner back down the floor, tosses up a right-handed layup, won't go. Stephen Smith is there, powers it up and in, and he'll go to the line after he's fouled.
Real nice move by Stephen Smith on the rebound, real strong, didn't bring the ball down, kept it up above his head and made the foul, and he's going to the line for one shot.
Sydney 7, Unitigo 3, with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Smith to the line, and the shot is up and rattles in. Shooter's touch there for Smith, and it's Sydney 8, Unitigo 3. Unitigo trying to inbound here on the against the press, excuse me, as they bring it up the floor. Caden Clow has checked in for Cooper Thayer, who went to the bench with those three fouls. Let's see what Caden can do. Noah Hotala gets into the paint here, was stripped of the basketball. Stephen Smith will come away with it for Sydney down the right side of the floor. Smith finds Ethan Finch at the top of the key. And a bounce pass to the far side for Justin McMillan. Now back for Finch. Straight away from NBA range. It's off this right side of the rim. Out of bounds, but saved by Mikey Gravelin, who's into the game. Good hustle there. And Sydney keeps it alive. With a fresh shot clock, I might add. Back out to Finch. Right side three. This one hits the rim twice. Won't go down. And a rebound for Dean Reed of Unitigo. It is Sydney 8, Unitigo 3. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dawson Wilsey at the top of the key. Wilsey looking for options. Chest pass, Noah Hotala on the far side. We'll leave one for Cody Smith. He steps back for a three. Left it short, out of bounds it goes. And back to Sydney. Chance of air ball from the Sydney student section. This is the most I've seen them into it this year.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was going to say this is good. This is senior. They're representing that senior class.
A lot of people have said to me this year, where is the Sydney student section? They're usually so active. And tonight they are. Stephen Smith is fouled in the backcourt as he tried to bring it up against the press. With 3:45 to go in this first quarter, boy, this is the fouls are piling up quickly for Unitigo here. The second on Wilsey, sixth on the team.
Yeah, and one more, though. Sydney will be shooting in the bonus.
So they're going to go to the bench again. Wilsey's going to have to come out, and Peyton Carmen will come in for Unitigo. Again, 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Smith tries a home run pass, and Dean Reed was there to intercept it. And Unitigo will bring it back up the floor going left to right. Top of the key here for Peyton Carmen. Calls out an offense as Sydney remains in the man-to-man defense. Down low, Cody Smith tried to pass for Caden Clow. Connection wasn't there, out of bounds and back to Sydney.
Sydney's first man off the bench is Mikey Gravlin tonight. He took Malik Howard's place.
All five seniors started on senior night here for Sydney. Gravlin's the first underclassman off the bench as they break the press ahead for Lucas Tanner, and he'll lay it up and in.
Nice job. Two quick passes, and they were past the front line of the press, and it was an easy layup for Lucas Tanner.
Sydney 10, Unitigo 3, with 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. At the big Sydney S at midcourt, they will find Tyler Innes. Innes is fouled as he got to the foul line area. I believe this could be on Stephen Smith. It is his second, team's fourth. He's going to have to come out of the game, and Liam Matthews will check in. Boy, at this rate, we won't have many people left by halftime, Ted.
It's definitely, they're definitely hacking and slapping out there, and I'll tell you what, these refs are not letting them do it.
3:10 to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose at midcourt. Another little dust-up there between Sydney and Unitigo, and ball out of bounds. It will stay with the Spartans.
Nice little hustle play by number 10 and number 4 for the Warriors.
Justin McMillan for Sydney. And Peyton Carmen for Unitigo. Carmen will inbound the basketball and finds Cody Smith as Unitigo tries to hang tough. They trail 10-3 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter on the road tonight at Sydney. Down low, the pass for Dean Reed in the left corner. Passes back out for Tyler Innes. A high arcing three, swish, nothing but net. And he says some words to the student section on his way back down the floor. And now a steal for Unitigo as they bring a press into play. They trail 10-6. They go back. Dean Reed at the foul line. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Unitigo, so it'll stay Warriors ball.
Yeah, Unitigo's really getting some nice steal opportunities off this press that they were showing Sydney. So both teams are full court press right now.
I think that shot by Innes was up in the rafters before it came down.
I was going to say something, but I was hoping it didn't bring any rain. I know we're inside, but
here is Ethan Finch quickly in transition, and he is fouled by Andy Sheldon, who's in the game. And Finch will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, nice little move right there. And again, Sydney breaks that press with the two quick passes and then right to the middle, and then they got a layup attempt, and Ethan's at the line to shoot two.
Finch, first shot from the line is up and good. So Finch is off to another quick start. He has 4 points, and Sydney leads 11-6 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Second shot for Finch is good. He goes 2 for 2. And Finch now with 5 points. And Unitigo will walk it back up the floor with Cody Smith. He quickly breaks through some pressure, takes it to the rim, can't get the shot to go. He tried a little floater. Caden Cloud was going to steal the rebound, though. Kick it back out for Smith. Tries a long-distance three ball. It won't go. Andy Sheldon a rebound, and he's fouled by Lucas Tanner. So good hustle there by Unitigo to keep it alive.
Yeah, really good scrappy defense by the Unitigo Spartans. You know, Sydney gets the ball, and then there's two kids right there trying to steal the ball away from him, and they're doing a good job right now.
Sheldon will settle in at the line. First shot is short for Andy Sheldon. And boy, both teams are going deep into the bench here early in this game because of foul trouble, as Matt Hoskins will now come in.
And I was just going to say, the other thing is this game is only 6 points, but Unitigo's missing some foul shots and they're missing some layups. It could be a different game if they were making those.
Sheldon gets this one to go, so he's 1 of 2. Zach Carey is now checked in for Unitigo as well. We're seeing a lot of guys, different guys I should say, for both sides tonight. McMillan back for Mikey Gravlin to the top of the key. It's Sydney 12, Unitigo 7, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Ethan Finch. Straight away goes left side for Gravlin. Breaks through. the defense and now gets it back. A little give and go with Finch. They go far side to McMillan. He wants to dial a three up. This one is too strong. Hoskins with the rebound. And back to the top of the key here for Finch. Finch to McMillan in the corner. They find Hoskins down low. Can't finish. A rebound for Caden Clow of Unitigo, and the Spartans scoop up the basketball.
Real nice baseline pass by Liam Matthews on that to Hoskins, but Hoskins couldn't finish.
Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Again, our score, Sydney 12, Unitigo 7. Boys MAC action tonight from Sydney High School in a traveling violation on the Spartans. Andy Sheldon shuffling his feet down low, and it goes back to Sydney.
Unitigo in a diamond press right now against the Warriors, and Malik Howard back in to take out Mr. McMillan.
So Justin McMillan to the bench, Malik Howard back in. And Sydney will get it in the backcourt. A steal here by the Spartans. And Tyler Ennis is going to finish it off. He's got 5 points. And Coach Brzee has seen enough. Yes. He calls a timeout. With a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, 12-9 is the score. Sydney on top of Unitigo, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening online, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. A minute 15 to go in the first quarter. It's the Sydney boys leading Unitigo 12-9. The ball is loose at midcourt as we get back underway, and Unitigo will pick up the basketball.
Unitigo's press is really bothering the Warriors right now.
Right side of the floor for Tyler Ennis. Ennis with a good give and go down low for Andy Sheldon, but he can't get the layup to go. And back up the floor for Ethan Finch. Finch trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. And, boy, the physical style of this game continues, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is physical. I wouldn't want to be out there right now. I definitely would be standing out behind that three-point line. I wouldn't be going inside. It's pretty physical in there.
Yeah, everybody who goes in seems to be
getting hit.
Getting hit pretty hard as Finch gets the first one to go. He now has 6 points. That's a game high so far. Second one coming as Sydney leads 13-9 with 55 seconds to go. Second shot for Finch won't fall. And a rebound is taken here by Unitigo. Spartans looking to get it to midcourt. And they'll leave it in the hands of Peyton Carman. Carman gets across midcourt. To the far side for Zach Carey. Now for Tyler Ennis. Bounce pass for Caden Clough. Pump fakes. Takes it down low. Dishes off for Andy Sheldon, who lays it up and in. Good execution by the Spartans.
Yeah, real nice. Ran the baseline and made a nice entry pass to the man making the layup.
2-on-1 for Sydney if they can hurry. Malik Howard can't finish the left-handed layup. And Unitigo will grab the rebound. With 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney by a deuce. 13-11. Right side of the floor now for Tyler Ennis. Ennis looking for options. Baseball pass to the far side for Zach Carey. He's a good outside shooter. Gets to the foul line. And now into the corner for Caden Clough. Shot clock is off, and they don't get a shot off, or will they? No. Clough didn't get it up in time. End of the first quarter. It's Sydney 13, Unitigo 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 13-11 the score. The Sydney boys on top of Unitigo. And Unitigo was down 10-2 at one point in that quarter, but has managed to fight their way back into the ball game here. And a lot of it, Tim, had to do with that press that they brought on.
Yeah, they're definitely getting a lot of they're definitely getting a lot of turnovers because they're really active hands-wise, and Sydney's making some really careless passing. They're going to have to really sharpen that up.
Tim has lost his voice between the first and the second quarter. So happens to the best of us as Lakey Grabling goes right side of the floor. Now down low for Matt Hoskins, and he's rejected by Andy Sheldon, and Unitigo has a little pep in their step right now. Spartans at the top of the key. They trail by two. Let's see what they can get going as they go left to right. Here is Zach Carey. Gets around a screen. Reach in foul by Liam Matthews. Got a little bit too much of the body there with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Again, 13-11 to score. Sydney on top by two.
I mean, we know that kid's quick, but that was just amazing. He actually just totally blew my mind how quick he is right there, but they banged bodies a little bit there. That's why he got the foul.
Unitigo with the basketball in midcourt. And to the left side for Zach Carey. Carey looking to get around a screen for Caden Cloud. Decides not to use it. Dribble drive right side, and this time he'll travel. With 7:20 to go in the second quarter, 13-11 to score, Sydney will get the ball back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Unitigo is not going to come out of this until Sydney shows that they can beat this consistently. When Sydney does beat it, they are getting easy baskets.
Sydney back up the floor. Unitigo back the press off a little bit that time. Sydney leading by two. On senior night tonight at Sydney High School, Malik Howard with a deep three on the right side. Flash for Malik Howard.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Malik was probably 5 feet behind the three-point line right there. Nice shot.
16-11. Let's see what that does for the Warriors. They pump that lead back up. Right side of the floor for Tyler Ennis in front of the Sydney bench. Ennis looking for options, gets a screen. A little pick and roll there for Andy Sheldon. Takes it down low. Sheldon is going to get tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Spartans.
Nice call by the officials right there. That was very close to being a travel, and they called the jump held ball situation prior to the travel. So nice call by the officials.
Dean Reed will come back in for Sheldon. Reed is one of their big-time scorers down low. He's going to take it to the rim, pump fakes, puts it up, left it short. They're going to need him to capitalize on a bunch of those. They want to stay in this ball game. Sydney to the far side for Matt Hoskins. Back out for Ethan Finch. Dribble drive in the paint. Good jump stop, and he's fouled as he gets to the rim. And he can get to the rim at will here tonight, and every time he's been hammered, and he's headed to the line.
I wanted to tell you the one thing I liked about Ethan, he has the neatest little pump fake. He actually looks like he's going to jump, you know, and he keeps his feet on the ground. Most people are going to walk at that situation.
Incredibly athletic. And the first shot is up and good. He's making a living at the line here tonight as Sydney leads 17-11 now with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Finch, second shot is rattles out. Thought that was going to go down, but it popped free. And back up the floor for Unitigo. Crossing the midcourt timeline. Here is Cody Smith. Gets down low, finds Dean Reed. Spot up jumper, got it. First bucket of the night for Dean Reed, and they're going to need many more of those. They trail 17-13 with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. Here's Liam Matthews in the paint. Back out Malik Howard. Another three ball. Got it. Malik Howard for three. And he's got two from downtown.
Nice little play right there. They passed it inside, and they kicked it back out to Malik with the open three, and he knocked it down.
7-point lead for the Warriors. 20-13 with 5:50 to go before the halftime break. Here's Tyler Ennis to the line. Gets it to go, and he's fouled.
Tyler Ennis is really doing a nice job for the Unitigo Spartans right now. He is taking the ball to the rack and finishing and doing a really nice job on the press.
And Ennis will go to the line with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-15, and Unitigo just keeps chipping away at it here.
Yeah, they won't go away. You know, Sydney gets that little 6-point lead almost to 8, and then all of a sudden here comes Unitigo.
Ennis to the line. The high arcing shot is off the back of the rim. It won't go down. Finch will walk it back up the floor. Finch to the left side finds Malik Howard. Howard down low. Liam Matthews tosses up a little hook shot. It won't go. Rebound for Unitigo. Left side of the floor for Noah Hotala. Hotala goes for the jumper. It's blocked by Matthews, and he's using that sprinter speed to come ahead to the left side of the floor. A three ball for Mikey Gravelin. Left it short. Matthews is there to clean it up and put it in for his first basket of the night. It's Sydney 22, Unitigo 15.
Led the break, made a nice pass, and then ends up with 2 points on the rebound and putback, Liam Matthews.
Left side of the floor, Unitigo. Cody Smith tries to lean in for a jumper. Left it short. And Sidney comes away again. A long pass ahead for Malik Howard. And he's blocked from behind there by Noah Hotala, who was sneaking up. And he just got a little bit too much of the wrist there, and Malik will go to the line.
Yeah, you can see that coming. He was getting ready. Malik doesn't really have a jump shot. He's a set shooter from the old days, the way you would describe it. He does take a little time to get it, the shot off, and you could see the kid from Unitico coming up behind him, but he got too much of Malik's arm.
First shot for Malik Howard is up and in. He has 7 points with two more shots coming. Second shot coming here for Howard. This one is good. So he's 2 for 2 so far with another shot coming on the three-shot foul. Sidney starting to put a little cushion in play here. It's 24-15 with 4:58 to go in the second quarter. And the third shot for Howard rattles out. Hit the rim twice and then pop three. So he goes 2 for 3 and it remains 24-15 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. And to the top of the key for Cody Smith. Smith will pass to the far side for Tyler Stein, who's into the game. Stein kicks one out for Ennis. Ennis for three. This one won't go down. Rebound for Matt Hoskins and a head down for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin in transition. Finds Liam Matthews. Takes it to the rim. Puts it up and in, but they'll say it was a charge. And it looks like Noah Hotala was able to plant his feet and hold on.
Oh, my God.
Boy, is that the call?
Yeah, that is the call. I don't see how that is even possible. Wow. That was a really nice play by Liam Matthews. I thought he was going to have a foul shot, and they took it away from him.
So it remains 24-15. It was a bang-bang play, and that's what the officials call as Dean Reed comes back in transition. Reed to the rim, puts it up and in. For a big fella, he can handle the ball in the court, in the open court, and he gets that one to go. It's 24-17. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Sidney back in transition. Right side of the floor, the pass intended there for Hoskins. Out of bounds it goes back to the Warriors. And Ryan Harris now will check in.
That's a third personal foul on Liam Matthews, so he's coming out of the game. Need him in the second half.
Underneath the basket, Unitiga will bring it up the floor, going left to right, and cross over the midcourt timeline into the front court. Left side for Ennis. Pump fakes, now leans in and gets it to go. He's got 9 points off the bench. And it's 24-19. He's keeping him in this game. Ryan Harris to midcourt. A bounce pass to the left wing side. We'll go back out for Ethan Finch. Finch for Malik Howard again for three. Left it short. Rebound here for Harris. Cleans it up. Back out. Mikey Gravelin. That one won't go down. Malik Howard skies for a rebound. Then he's fouled, and he'll head right back to the charity stripe for two.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you keep putting that kid on the line. He's going to knock him down, and he's going to have the point lead at half here.
24-19, Sidney on top by five. Late in the second quarter with Howard at the line for Sidney.
Like we said, they get ahead 8-9 points, and then all of a sudden here come back the Spartans. They won't just not let it get to that double-digit number.
Howard gets the first one to go. He has 9 points. He's tied with Tyler Ennis from Unitigo for the lead. And the second shot coming. This one is up and in. So Malik's into double figures with 10 points. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. 26-19. Sidney on top of Unitigo. Left side of the floor for Tyler Stein. Lost it. Finch came right around behind him and popped it free. Finch tries to go all the way to the rim. Couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. Fans wanted a foul. They won't get one. Unitigo in transition back up the floor. Smith lost the handle and out of bounds back to Sidney.
Sidney got a nice break right there. Lee Coward reached across and hit the kid's arm, and he lost the ball off his hand, and Sidney got a break there with no call.
And so Sidney in the backcourt now will get it to Mikey Gravelin. And now to Malik Howard on the left side of the floor in front of the Unitigo bench. For Finch, down low for Hoskins. Back out Howard for Finch. They're working the triangle here, left side of the floor. And now to the foul line for Harris, who kicks one for Mikey Gravelin with 15 on the shot clock. Reversing it right back, left side for Finch off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Unitigo.
Nice little pass in the ball right there for the Warriors. Most I've seen them do all year.
Smith in transition lays one off for Dean Reed. Didn't use the backboard, couldn't finish, but Caden Clow windexes the glass and puts it up and in. Big rebound there for Caden Clow. And up the floor for Sidney. Here's Malik Howard into the corner now for Hoskins and back to the top of the key.
Nice inside out by the Warriors.
And they'll find Malik Coward again. There he is. Hits it for three. He's got 13. And it's 29-21 with 2:30 to go in the second quarter. Every time Unitigo makes a little run, Sidney's right there to answer.
Yep, perfect little execution on the triangle play right there. Inside to the Harris and then back out to Malik. Boom, three-pointer.
Dean Reed misses a little chippy inside. And on the rebound, both teams get tied up. And the jump ball is going to give possession back to the Sidney Warriors. Stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll break down this game, get you some out-of-town scores. There's a lot to catch up on during our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Break. Finch will get to midcourt. Dishes one off here for Hoskins. Waits, then puts it up and in. Good pump fake, and he finishes.
Yeah, nice job by Matt. And looked like Finch was going to be out of control, but he gathered himself that athletic ability of Ethan Finch.
Sidney 31, Unitigo 21, with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Top of the key for Cody Smith. Smith looking for options, and we'll find Noah Blake on the right side. Back for Smith, dribble drive. Splits the sandwich there, tosses it up, and the bank is open for Smith, and he gets it to go. And it's 31-23.
The bank's open, Nate. Why am I here?
That is a good point there, Mr. NBT. As to the far side for Malik Coward, can't get it to go. Rebound for Mikey Gravelin, and his shot is short. And Unitigo again has a chance to pull a little bit of this lead back. Smith's going to barrel his way inside. What's he going to call? It's going to be a charge against Smith, and he just was a bull in a china shop there, and the bowling pins went flying down.
I'm telling you, he called black on that play, and I think Mr. Blurzy would have gone through the roof because that was the same situation that we just saw down on the other end.
Harris with a baseball pass the length of the floor for Hoskins, and then he puts on the brakes as Unitigo did a good job of getting back. They'll dish it off for Finch, and he'll finish from the foul line. Ethan Sidney, Finch with nine.
Sidney back to that 10-point lead.
Left side of the floor now for Stein with a minute to go in the second quarter. Chase Johnson will check in at the next whistle. Here's Dean Reed. Little turnaround shot in the paint, and he gets it to go.
Nice
Dean Reed with six.
Nice big move, big man move by Mr. Reed right there.
33-25, Sidney in transition again. They're moving the ball well. They go to Harris at the top of the key. Harris tried to pass to the foul line, and it's intercepted by Noah Blake, but then taken back by Ethan Finch. Finch will take it right to the rim, off the glass, and he's fouled, but can't get the shot to go with 41 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Turnover, turnover, and back to the line for double zero.
And Finch will head to the line here again, under a minute to go before the halftime break. And the shot coming for Ethan Finch from the line. First one is up and good. And Finch is into double figures with 10 points. Chase Johnson will come in, and Mikey Gravelin, who's been playing excellent recently for head coach Mike Brzee and the Sidney Warriors, he'll get a break. It's 34-25. Sidney on top of Unitigo. Second one is good. It's 35-25.
One thing I was going to say about Mikey, you just want to see him get a little bit more confidence in himself. He's got a great shot. He just doesn't look to shoot it all the time.
Right side of the floor here for Stein. Stein gets down low and is taken here by Ethan Finch, who got the basketball, and then Finch is at midcourt and he's fouled. It's almost like every time Ethan Finch gets the basketball, he's so fast in transition, they're just trying to wrap him up, and he's, again, just headed to the line for, you know, about the 15th time tonight, I would say, just in the first half.
Yeah, and they definitely have made quite a few of them, so that's a good thing for the Warriors. Good percentage from the free throw line.
Finch, first shot is up and good. And the second one coming. And this one is good. So Finch now with 13. And with 25 seconds to go before the halftime break, it's 37-25. Sidney on top. They'll cross the half-court timeline. Looking here for Noah Blake. It would be good for Unitigo if they could get a bucket, maybe keep it at 10 going into the half. They'll pass it down low, and losing the handle there with Stein. Finch comes away with the ball. Zips one across for Harris. It was too strong for him. He did keep it in bounds. They go to Howard. Now into the corner for Finch. Back out. Chase Johnson at the buzzer. Banks in a three. Chase Johnson gets it to go. And our halftime score is Sidney 40, Unitigo 25.
Not only did he bank it, he banked it twice. It banked off the glass, off the rim, back off the glass, and in.
Senior night is off to a good start here tonight. The double bank is open for Chase Johnson. Our halftime score, Sidney 40, and it will be Unitico 25. The Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldinegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our halftime show live from Sydney High School tonight. 40-25, the Sydney boys on top of the Unitego boys, and at halftime we're being treated here to a dance by the Unitego dance team. I got to see them perform last night at Unitego when I was there for the girls' game, and these are certainly some talented young dancers out there from a variety of different schools in the area, and it's just very impressive. I don't know how they do what they do, and it's crazy.
I can do it. I just don't do it on purpose, right. And I end up getting hurt for 2 days.
How they remember all the moves. I mean, it's a good 5 to 6 minute dance routine, and they just have it down pat.
Well, you know, they're a lot younger than we are. They have a lot more, you know, good brain cells left and all that stuff, you know, so.
I'm lucky if I can touch my toes sometimes, so.
Now wait a minute, Mr. Marathon runner. Come on.
So for them to be able to do the moves that they're doing, it's very impressive. But it's all part of our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, two hot hands tonight include Ethan Finch and Malik Howard with 13 points apiece. Then followed by 4 points from Lucas Tanner, 3 from Steven Smith, 3 from Chase Johnson, 2 apiece from Matt Hoskins and Liam Matthews. On the other side for Unitigo, Tyler Ennis with 9 points to lead the Spartans, 6 from Dean Reed, 3 from Andy Shelton, 2 apiece from Cody Smith and Cooper Thayer, 1 from Noah Hatala. And boy, Unitigo was in foul trouble right from the opening tip. I feel like that's been the difference here, Tim.
Yeah, it has. It really has been the difference. Unitigo put themselves in a really bad position. I mean, Sydney could have been in the bonus, and I think they probably were in the bonus in the first quarter with about 2 minutes left to go. You know, you're giving them a free opportunity to 1-1, you know, and Sydney's been shooting the foul shots really well right now. So that's probably at least 8 points of that 15-point lead.
And Sydney did get hot right at the end of the second quarter, made a couple of buckets in transition. That Chase Johnson three at the buzzer helped. And every time Unitigo made a little run, it was Finch or Malik Howard, it seemed, that was able to step up and make a bucket. And I thought Finch in transition was just fantastic in the first half. Nobody could stop him in transition. You know, coaches always say, stop ball, stop ball. Nobody could stop him as he brought it down the floor.
And he didn't care if he got the shot off. He was just trying to get contact, and as soon as he got contact, he went to the line and drained 2 foul shots. You know, I mean, that's an easy way to get the lead in points for the day.
40-25 is our halftime score. The Sydney boys on top of the Unitigo boys. And again, we said this was a very important game for Sydney tonight. They are still in the hunt for the top four. Currently sitting in that fourth spot, I guess you could say, with Walton, Unadilla Valley, and Delhi all tied for first place right now. And that will change over the next couple of days because Walton does have to play Delhi. Walton will come here to Sydney. Sydney still has to play BG, so there are still some things up in the air to be decided. But Sydney cannot afford another loss in the league. I think that date with Walton on Monday is going to be a big one.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be a big one. And, they, you know, Walton has been pretty much the toast of the league this year except that one blemish against
Oxford. Yeah, that was a bizarre night. Walton, you know, lost 59-54. I will say they were coming off pretty much a 3-week break between the Christmas break. They played in a tournament over in Lawrence, and then with just the regular break from school and a couple of snow days thrown in there and some other circumstances, it was tough. I mean, they really hadn't played basketball in 3 weeks, and from what I understand, it showed that night. So you just never know in the MAC. Really, anybody at any time can beat anybody. I mean, Oxford is at Unadilla Valley tonight. I'm told that's a close game at the half. So I would not want to see Oxford this time of year.
Yeah, no. I mean, if they're going to be the spoiler, they're going to try to do it for everybody. You know, those kids are just as competitive as anybody else on the floor out there, and they're going to try to make the league work for their wins.
40-25 is the score. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Sydney on top of Unitigo. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer down on Main Street in the WCDO studios. Big thank you to Jim, as always. And our halftime score here is 40-25. The Sydney boys on top of Unitigo. Tim, some second half keys for both sides as Sydney tries to maintain this lead and Unitigo tries to chip away.
Well, you know that Unitigo is not going to take that pressure off because they were getting a lot of easy points off of the pressure. And Sydney's got to take care of the ball a little bit better, more consistently. They did good job getting points off of it in transition, but the problem was they were few and far between. Got a couple nice big threes at the end there that extended that lead for the Warriors. And we got to see the double bank?
Yeah, the double bank.
Double bank, yep. We got to see the double bank by Chase Johnson at the buzzer. I mean, that set the Warrior student section into hysteria over there.
Yes.
And it's a 15-point lead. So, but like I said, the Warriors have got to take care of the ball a little bit better. Stephen Smith will be in the game a little bit more this half. And hopefully he can stay on the floor in his senior night.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, it'll be the start of the third quarter. Sydney boys leading Unitigo 40-25 tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter. The Sydney boys leading Unitigo 40-25. Unitigo will go right to left to start the second half. They're in their road green uniforms with the white trim. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim. And we're back underway as Unitigo has the basketball to start things off, and Sydney comes out in the signature man-to-man defense. As Unitigo has gone back to their starters, Cooper Thayer with three fouls, Dawson Wilsey with two. They're going to have to be careful. Here's Noah Hatala taking it right to the rack from the left side, and he puts it up and in. Sydney back down the floor with Malik Howard. Will Sydney come out of the dressing room strong here to keep this lead intact, or will Unitigo be able to chip away? Here's Finch right to the rim, tosses a little Dr. J finger roll, can't get it to go, rebound Unitigo.
Yeah, didn't get the contact on that one. That's the first time tonight that he took a shot that was ill-advised.
Here's Dean Reed, misses the shot, rebound put up and in by Noah Hatala again. So two straight buckets for Unitigo, and it's 40-29. Sydney quickly in transition. Here's Malik Howard, a long two off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Cooper Thayer of Unitigo. And the Spartans have come out of the locker room ready to play. Here's Dawson Wilsey taking it to the rim. Lost control of it. Mikey Gravelin was there to steal it away. Two on one if they can hurry. Gravelin leaves it for Finch, who lays it up and in. And Finch has 15.
Perfect execution by Mikey Gravelin. Just made a nice, real easy bounce pass to Ethan Finch and 2 points.
6:35 to go, third quarter. 42-29 the score. Here is Wilsey with a turnaround shot. Tried to bank it. It won't go inside the paint. And a rebound for Sydney as Ethan Finch will bring it back up the floor. Left side, Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin back across for Stephen Smith. Now for Malik Howard. They go top of the key. And here is Gravelin. Straight away three. Can't get it to go. Malik Howard skies for the rebound. Tosses it up and he's fouled with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 42. And Unitigo 29.
Sydney's getting a lot of offensive rebounds off that back on that weak side up where the shot comes away from. And Unitico's going to have to do a better job of boxing out.
The foul is on Dean Reed, his first, team's first. Malik Howard to the line, gets it to go. So Malik Howard with 14 points. So you got Finch with 15. Howard with 14. Reed's going to come to the bench here, only with one foul. I'm a little surprised to see him come off.
I don't know what happened there. I think he was okay.
Rebound off the second shot. A miss by Malik Howard. Goes to Cooper Thayer, and he'll bring it back up the floor. Top of the key here for Cooper Thayer. Now for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey gets inside to the paint. Wilsey stripped of the basketball, and here comes Sydney looking to run again. And, boy, it's like they've been shot out of a cannon tonight. They just want to get up and go. And here is Malik Howard, left side of the floor. Gets to the high post. Steven Smith leaves it off. Liam Matthews tries to put it up and in. Bad angle, couldn't get it to go. Sydney with a rebound. Back for Howard again, left side. Fouled. Count the bucket, and it'll go to the line. And it's on Cooper Thayer, his fourth.
Yeah, his fourth, and Malik Howard going to the line for a potential four-point play here.
Wow. So Malik Howard gets it to go.
Well, actually, they're saying five. Oh,
wow.
Four.
I was going to say, that would be something else if he could walk away with this with that many points. But he's going for four, which, again, you don't see very often.
Nope.
You're able to make a three when you're fouled like that. So
yeah,
Howard,
he got hit hard.
He did. Howard steps in, but he gets it to go. Thought he was going to miss there. It looked like it was going to be a little too strong. He's got 18, and it's Sydney 47, Unitico 29 after the four-point play by Malik Howard with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Unitico in transition, and the ball is kicked in the paint as they tried to pass one down low and got kicked by off the foot of Steven Smith.
They're asking for a reset on the clock.
So they do get the reset. Underneath the basket will be Cody Smith. Smith looking for options, finds Dawson Wilsey. Good pump fake, tosses it up, and rattles it in.
I'll tell you what, that was, you talk about high on the glass,
yeah.
That was it right there.
Sydney fast in transition, ahead all alone to a wide open Liam Matthews, who lays it up and in, and Unitico wants to talk about that. With 5:20 to go in the third quarter, it's 49-31. Sydney on top of Unitico, and boys, MAC action tonight on CDO. We'll be right back.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:15 to go, third quarter. It's 49-31. The Sydney boys leading the Unitico Spartans. And Unitico is playing good basketball, but Sydney has just gotten to the foul line and done a very good job in transition, as here is Andy Sheldon finishing one off for Unitico. It's 49-33. Warriors to the left side of the floor. Now they go Ethan Finch, and a pass to the high post for Steven Smith, and he is mugged, and a foul here will be on Andy Sheldon.
Yeah, and I think that was probably a good foul, because I know what was coming. Steven was looking right at Malik Howard for another open three.
And at the top of the key, here's Liam Matthews. They will go back to the far side for Malik Howard. Howard will go into the corner now for Steven Smith. Smith back for Mikey Gravelin. Cross for Malik Howard. Howard holding on to it here, finding Ethan Finch. 20 on the shot clock. Back for Howard, who's got the hot hand tonight. Down low, Steven Smith, and he's fouled again. The pump fake, he sold it well, and Unitico hammers him. 4:35 to go in the third. It's Sydney 49, Unitico 33.
Textbook pump fake by Steven Smith right there. Just got everybody, threw two or three guys up in the air and just took it up into him and got the foul, and now he's shooting two.
Steven Smith to the line. First shot for Smith, rattles out. The five seniors being honored tonight, Justin McMillan, Steven Smith, Ethan Finch, Lucas Tanner, and Malik Howard. They've all gotten great minutes here tonight.
Yeah, and they all started, which is a nice touch by the Warrior bench, letting them go out one more time together.
Smith gets it to go. He's got 4 points. And it's 50-33 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Speaking of one of those seniors, LT will come back in. Lucas Tanner, Unitego in transition. They go down low here for Andy Sheldon. Lays it up, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound and gets another one now. Ball out of bounds. Last touched here by Unitego. And it will go to the Sydney Warriors, it looks like.
Yeah, looks like, oh my goodness, I thought he threw the ball off the line.
Oh, it's going to be for Unitego.
To Unitego. Okay.
So underneath the bucket, this will be Cody Smith. Smith will find Caden Clow. Left side corner as Unitego goes right to left. Now Clow throws it away. Smith in transition, and he's fouled as he lays it up and in. And boy, Unitego is just a little touch too physical tonight.
Yeah.
With 4:15 to go in the third quarter.
Five. Yeah, I was just going to say, five team fouls. There's 4 minutes left in the quarter.
And this could end up just like the first half, where Sydney was spending a majority of their time at the foul line, and Smith puts the first one up and in.
Well, I think Coach Kaiser has just realized, you know, I've got a big bench.
Yeah.
I've got to use these fouls. Each one of those guys has five fouls.
Yeah.
Let's use them.
Let's see how long this game can go. Stephen Smith will head to the line. You know, a lot of local teams, as Smith makes the second one, have not had that luxury. I've actually seen a couple of girls' games this year where they had to play with four the rest of the way because their bench is so short. It's just kind of a sign of the times that we're in. Here's Cody Smith, dribbles through transition and is fouled with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 52, Unitego 33. Foul is the word of the night, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely happening quite frequently.
Dean Reed will come back into the game now, so that was about a 2.5-minute break there for Dean Reed. Only has one foul. I'm still a little puzzled why they brought him out, but he'll get back in and get back to work here for the Spartans. Here's Otala, wants to take it to the rim. He is fouled by Steven Smith. Got him on the arm. So 4:05 to go in the third, still a 52-33 lead for Sydney over Unitego. So that is the fifth or the third on Stephen Smith, number five. Second team foul here on Sydney in the second half. Noah Hotala with a hanging jumper. No good. Dean Reed, big-time rebound there. But as he came down to the floor, he slipped, lost control of the basketball, and it goes out of bounds.
Boy, he was up in the air.
Yes, he was.
Not a small man, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give that kid a lot of credit right there. He was sky high.
Yeah, he's an O-line, D-line guy in football. And he's definitely got some size to him. Heck of an athlete for Unitego. And he was up there, but he slipped on his way down. Malik Howard, top of the key, can't get that shot to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Finch comes away with it, puts it up and in, and guess what? He's fouled and will head to the line.
Something new, a foul.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I just looked up there and I just thought about, Nate?
Hmm.
Sydney Warriors have more points than the Syracuse Orangemen scored in the entire game last night.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the Orange?
I don't know. We've been talking a lot about that at the station, you know, sports guys chatting about it. And as Finch can't get the shot to go, a rebound here for Dean Reed. It's just been an odd year, an odd couple of years for Syracuse. So you wonder when they're going to be able to bounce back. You know, it's not like SU to be down. And I'm not saying they're down, but just not having the year you're accustomed to them having. Maybe we're spoiled. Here's Mikey Gravelin in transition as they stole it away, and he takes it coast to coast. And Gravelin's first points of the night, and it's 56-33, Sydney on top, with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor here for Dean Reed. Hanging jumper is off the mark. Gravelin with another rebound, and he'll look to bring it up the floor. Left side, Ethan Finch. Now for Stephen Smith on the baseline. Left side as Sydney goes left to right. Back into the right corner for Malik Howard. Can't get the shot to go, but LT with a good tap rebound as he pushes one back out here to Gravelin at the top of the key. Gravelin for Finch. Pump fakes on a three, takes it down low, and now we'll hang it off for LT. Back out for Finch. Good passing here by the Warriors. Finch for three, rolls off the rim and a rebound here for Unitego.
You said it, Nate. That was really good ball movement by the Warriors.
Cody Smith in transition, tosses up a shot. It's partially blocked. Finch back down the floor. He's fouled, can't get the shot to go. And Unitego refuses to give any easy shot to Ethan Finch. With 2.5 to go in the third, it's Sydney 56, Unitego 33.
That's the seventh team foul with 2.5 minutes left to go in the period.
Yeah, still got a whole quarter to go.
Yeah, crazy. And Sydney has two.
Yeah, so it's been a tough one here for Unitego to try to keep Howard and especially Finch in transition. As Finch gets the first one to go, he now has 18. And this is the role that Sydney has been on recently. After losing to Delhi last week, they've strung a couple of nice wins together. As Finch puts in the second one, and they appear to be peaking at the right time to play Walton early next week, who is currently sitting at first place in the league, tied also with Delhi and Unadilla Valley. 2:25 to go in the third. It's 58-33. Sydney on top of Unitego. Unitego with the ball at midcourt, stolen by Justin McMillan. Ahead for Finch, who lays it up and in. And Finch has got 21 now.
Nice play by Justin McMillan to get that fast break points for Ethan Finch right there.
Unitego quickly back in transition. Here's Dean Reed, the little turnaround shot, and he is slapped on the wrist and will head to the line after a foul. With 2:05 to go in the third, it's Sydney leading 60-33.
Yeah, it's like the clock doesn't continue to run. The second quarter, they were up and back, up and back, up and back, and the clock was moving along and everything, and now all of a sudden you hear the whistle every 10 seconds.
And Dean Reed cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming as Unitego trails 60-33. Second shot coming here for Dean, the senior, wearing number 30 tonight. For Unitego, second shot rattles out, so he's 0-for-2, and another rebound for Sydney. And here is Steven Smith, trying to buy some time as they'll walk it up the floor now for Finch. With a minute 55 to go in the third quarter, here is Finch. Right side for Mikey Gravelin. You know, Sydney has been filling it up. They put up 104 points the other night. And they've just been shooting the ball very well. Ethan Finch with a straightaway three, couldn't get it to go. Rebound for LT. Last touch, though, out of the hands of LT by Zach Carey of Unitego, so it stays with the Warriors.
Stays with the Warriors, minute 40 to go in the third period, and 34 seconds on the shot clock for the Warriors.
Sydney will go right to the high post on the inbounds play, and they will dish one back out for Mikey Gravelin. Now to the high post, Steven Smith, Justin McMillan, far side, down low, Lucas Tanner can't get the shot to go. Ball is loose, goes right back to Sydney. Here's Finch inside the lane. No, they'll say he traveled. And just a quick note here, I do have a final score. Unadilla Valley boys defeat Oxford 59-37. Levi Reifenberg with 12 points to lead the way for UV. So UV remains safely in first place, at least tied for first place in the boys' MAC standings.
That's definitely a good team. Coach has got those guys playing really well.
Minute 25 to go, third quarter. Unitego quickly in transition in the paint. Cooper Thayer wanted to go up for the layup, and Ethan Finch thought he was going to get a big-time block and instead fouls him.
Yeah, he almost landed on top of him, I think. I mean, we kind of lost sight of him there for a second, but Ethan was way up in the air, and foul called on Ethan Finch.
Underneath the basket, Cooper Thayer will inbound the basketball for the Spartans. Looks to get it into a posting up Dean Reed, and the pass wasn't there. Finch quickly in transition, wants to take it up, and he's fouled by Zach Carey with a minute 15 to go in the third. And I'll go back to what I said before. They just do not want to give him the easy layup.
No, they're going to make him work for it.
That's
at the foul line.
That's a little football bad blood there,
yeah,
I think, you know.
I think you're right.
No, I shouldn't say bad blood, football rivalry. Yeah. Hey, we're not going to give anybody on the other team, Sydney or Unitego, an easy one. Finch to the line, and it's up and good. He's got 22. And that's what I love about the rivalry, you know, is that, like you said, they're friends off the court. Great kids, but you put them between the lines, and they're going to get after each other. Ryan Harris will check in after this next foul shot by Ethan Finch, and it's good. So Finch has got 23. Malik Howard with 18. Those are your high scorers so far. Finch is going to come to the bench here, and Ryan Harris will come in. So Howard and Finch are both on the bench at the moment. With a minute 15 to go in the third quarter, 62-3 fouled by Harris in the backcourt.
Yeah, just a little too aggressive, you know. You hate to say that, but when the kid still has his dribble, you got to give him a little space, you know. So, see what happens.
Back down the floor for Cooper Thayer. Gets into the paint, and we'll have another whistle here. And guess what? That's an infraction against the Sydney Warriors.
against LT, and LT looked at the ref like, me? I didn't touch him. I don't have a physical bone in my body.
No, not that guy.
Wrong.
And so to the line will be Cooper Thayer. Thayer settling in. He's playing with four fouls, so he's got to be careful the rest of the way. Gets the first foul shot to hit the rim three times and then falls off. Second one coming here for Cooper Thayer.
Yeah, you would have thought that would have gone in. It did spend a lot of time up there.
Second shot is up and good for Cooper Thayer. He now has 3 points. And it's 62-34 with a minute 8 to go in the third quarter. To the high post for Ryan Harris. He will reverse it to the far side. Harris will get it back now from Chase Johnson. Johnson back right side, wants that three ball. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Justin McMillan, working hard for it. Back out for Stephen Smith.
Fresh 35 for the Warriors.
Right side of the floor here for LT. Entry pass here for Harris. Back out Johnson. They swing it. Left side with 20 on the shot clock. Smith down low for Lucas Tanner. Back for Smith. Smith here for Ryan Harris. Back for Smith. Nobody seems to want to shoot the ball here. Finally, Smith does. Stops. Rattles out. As he popped it and it wouldn't go down. 20 seconds to go. Third quarter. Sydney on top of Unitigo. 62-34. Cooper Thayer with the ball to the right side for Zach Carey. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Now they'll pass down low for Dean Reed. Reed will muscle his way inside. The baby hook is short. Rebound Ryan Harris. Lost control of it though. Unitigo gets it back with 5.5 to go. And we'll have a whistle. It's 62-34.
Yeah, Ryan made a nice play and then he thought he had an outlet guy and it was not the right team. So they got a foul shot for Mr. Ennis here on for the Unitigo Spartans.
And so the Spartans will head to the line. Ennis had 9 points at halftime, has not scored in the second half. This one is off the back of the rim. McMillan with a rebound. Can Stephen Smith toss one up here at the buzzer? Stops, pops for a three. Got it. It counts. Stephen Smith beats the buzzer. He's got 9 points at the end of the third quarter. It is Sydney 65, Unitigo 34. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Part of the fourth quarter, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO tonight. Live from Sydney High School as Stephen Smith will get into double figures off a pass from Ethan Finch. And Smith now has 11, so that's three players in double figures for Sydney, Tim.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job right now in the half court, moving the ball around the outside of that zone and getting some really nice looks and making and finishing the plays off.
Early fourth quarter, Sydney on top of Unitigo, 67-34. Here is Dawson Wilsey in the corner, lost control of it, had his pocket picked, but they will call a foul against Sydney as they got a little bit too much of the arm there.
Yeah, over in the far corner where we, you and I don't really have a very good visual of that, but we heard the whistle and Mr. Wilsey goes to the line shooting two later. Or 1-1, excuse me. 1-1.
So here's the team fouls. 8 for Unitigo, 8 for Sydney.
Steven.
So they kept
it wasn't
it.
Before.
Sydney caught back up. As Wilsey makes the first shot. He's got 3. It was about what? 6-1 before?
Six, and then, yeah, 6-1.
And then Sydney said, okay, you're not gonna out physical us tonight.
Right.
As Wilsey can't get the second one to go. It rolled all the way around the cylinder. Dean Reed is there and will bank it home. And so Dean Reed now has 8 points. And it's Sydney leading Unitigo 67-37 as we hit 7 minutes to go in the final quarter. Chase Johnson, right side of the floor for the Sydney Warriors. Passes down low for Liam Matthews. Gets it to go. Matthews with 6.
Nice play by Chase Johnson, chasing the loose ball down and then turning and making a real nice crisp chest pass to Matthews for 2.
Cooper Thayer with a straightaway 3. Didn't even set up the offense. It's off the mark. 2-on-1 for Sydney. Finch right in and lays it up and in, and he's got 25. Thayer tried to take the charge there, but it was a no call. Dean Reed back the other way, muscles inside. His shot won't go. Did everything but finish. There was a great spin move. Here's Finch back down the floor, up and in. Finch has got 27. Unitigo wants to take a timeout to talk things over. With 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter, it is Sydney 73, Unitigo 37. And we'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 73-37, the Sydney boys on top of Unitigo. This was a close ball game, folks, but Sydney has shot very well tonight, Tim.
Yeah, they have. They're getting good looks inside, and they're really working the ball right now very, very good.
Here is Mikey Gravelin, goes to the left side for Steven Smith. Smith outside the three-point line, and now a reach-in foul on Unitigo. And that will be on number Cooper five. Thayer. That's going to be his fifth. And he's just had a tough night here as he got three in the first quarter. And after that, he had to be very careful, and he was, but picks up his fifth there.
Steven did a nice job just hanging on the ball. I mean, it was looking like he was going to get double-teamed on the play, and it ended up being a hack by Thayer, and Thayer's fifth foul.
Smith to the line, gets his first shot to go. He now has 12. And second shot coming here for Steven Smith. This one off the mark and no good. And in the pregame, they said Steven will be going to Providence College next year. So that's great for him. He'll be studying finance. And off the glass and good for Dawson Wilsey. So he gets it to go, and it's 74-39. Sydney on top of Unitigo. With 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Chase Johnson right side. Picks up his dribble, finds Steven Smith. Smith will get into the paint and back out here. Smith wants a three, got it. Steven Smith with 15. And now a timeout is taken here by Sydney. With 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Sydney 77. Unitigo 39. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and our web stream, WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate you listening in. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can go back and listen to these games anytime on our game audio archive. It's all right there on our sports website, WCDOsports.com. Unitigo with the ball at midcourt. They go to the left side of the floor here for Noah Hotala. Out of the timeout, Hotala with the jumper, no good. Dean Reed cleans up the mess, but he couldn't finish it off, and he's just missed a bunch of those tonight.
Yeah, he's missed a lot of bunnies tonight, and Sydney Warriors are taking that rebound right away from him.
4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor, Chase Johnson steps in for three. Left it long. Rebound here on the floor. It is picked up by Levi Green. Keeps the play alive for Sydney. Back out, Mikey Gravelin fires one up. Can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds. Hoskins with some good hustle here. Went spilling into the chairs on the bench, but couldn't save it in time.
Yeah, good effort by Maddie right there. Really made a nice hustle play.
Ryan Harris Justin McMillan will come in. Let's see who heads to the bench. This will be Mikey Gravelin for Sydney. And Liam Matthews will also come to the bench. With about 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney leading 77-39.
And Sydney has taken the press off. That's nice.
They cross the half-court timeline. This is Unitigo going right to left. Inside here for Dawson Wilsey. The fall-away shot won't go. Rebound here for Cody Smith. That one is off the mark. Smith with another shot. Boy, it's like there's a lid on there. That's their third shot that won't go down. Rebound here for Noah Blake. He puts it up, and this one rolls in for Unitigo. He gets it to go.
They got four opportunities at that right there, and they made the last one count.
4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 77-41 the score. Sydney boys on top of Unitigo here on senior night at Sydney High School. Left side now for Levi Green. Green with a bounce pass for Matt Hoskins. Swish from the foul line for Matt Hoskins. He gets it to go.
Silky smooth from 15 feet away.
McMillan, Harris, and Green are the only three that haven't scored. So maybe Sydney can get them some points here and get everybody on the roster in the scorebook tonight. Up the right side of the floor for Chase Johnson. Dribble drive, tried to feed one across, intercepted here by Cody Smith. He runs in transition, takes it to the rim, and he's fouled with 3:25 to go fourth quarter. Sydney 79, Unitigo 41.
And I was just going to say, the game that they played prior to, they all got points, according to Coach Brzee, this last game before, after the Delhi game. That was DePaza Hancock?
Yes, DePaza Hancock, yep. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. First shot is off the back of the rim for Cody Smith. And Unitigo going deep into the bench now to get everybody in. As this was a good start, I thought the first quarter was excellent tonight for Unitigo. They just could not maintain the pace.
They really gave Sydney a lot of trouble with that diamond press. I mean, other schools might take something into the film room and say, hey, you know, Unitigo made that work. Maybe we could try to dive against the Warriors.
Left side of the floor here for Levi Green. He dials up a three ball. That won't go. Rebound, Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey tries to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Dawson Wilsey now with 7 points. So we hit 3 minutes to go. It's Sydney 79, Unitigo 43. To the high post for Matt Hoskins. Hoskins back to the right side of the floor for Chase Johnson. Johnson for Hoskins again as they continue to work the ball around. It's been great ball movement here for Sydney. Left side of the floor, now they go to McMillan. Straight away, three, got it. Justin McMillan for three.
That's one of the three that haven't scored. Now we have two.
And a timeout is taken here by Unitigo with the score. Sydney 82, Unitigo 43. 2.5 left in the fourth quarter tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 82, Unitigo 43. The only two that haven't scored right now for Sydney are Ryan Harris and Levi Green. Both are in the game. See if maybe they can get them on the score sheet here.
Yeah, Ryan plays right in the middle. He turns and faces. He's got a little 15-foot shot, and Levi Green is out on the outside looking for the three.
Left side of the floor here for Zach Carey. Carey now will go right side for Cody Smith. Smith will take it down low. It's blocked out of bounds. Possession will stay with Unitigo. The student section has been into it tonight. You got to love
their...
They
haven't sat down.
No.
I thought that was, you know, they're just standing until the first points were scored kind of thing. But no, they have not sat down.
Unitigo with the basketball as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show, too, folks. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As heading to the line here will be Zach Carey. Carey will shoot two as, believe it or not, we have a foul, Tim. It's been the game of fouls here tonight. Both teams with 9 apiece in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, like I did say, it was definitely you know, every 10 seconds, the referees, I'll tell you what, they've earned their money tonight.
Yes, they have.
Those two guys in the black and white and black pants tonight have earned their money.
To the line here is Zach Carey, and he gets this one to go. First point of the night. Second one coming. It's 82-44. Carey will step in. And his second shot gets the shooter's touch on that one. Hit the front of the rim and then popped up and in. And it's 82-45 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now. They go for Matt Hoskins in the paint. Buries it. Matt Hoskins with 6 points.
Yeah, that's the place to be. I mean, you get that ball right in the middle and he turns and faces and makes a nice little 14-footer.
84-45, Sydney on top of Unitigo. Zach Carey here at the top of the key for the Unitigo Spartans. Tries to pass down low. It's intercepted there by Hoskins. It's loose on the floor. Passes ahead for Ryan Harris after Sydney gathers it up. Now they go for Chase Johnson. Johnson will go for Hoskins. Top of the key. Now back Levi Green. Behind the back pass. Somehow ends up in the hands of Ryan Harris. Down low. Up and oh, he can't get it to go. Rebound for Harris. Oh. This one won't go down. Harris is going to have a third try at it. And this one will go.
Good effort by Ryan Harris right there.
Third time's the charm. And Harris gets it to go. 86-45. Sydney on top with a minute to go. So Levi Green. He's the only one. Down low here for Andy Sheldon of Unitigo, and he is hit hard as he heads to the rim, and now we'll go to the line with a minute 5 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll have our schedule pretty soon for next week. I believe we'll be here on Monday night for Sydney and Walton, the boys' contest. That should be a whale of a game as Sheldon cannot get the first one to go. Trying to kind of map things out next week. A couple local leagues are in different playoff times. Some are a little earlier, some are a little later, so just trying to decide what is best for next week. If Sheldon gets the second one to go, Sheldon with 6 points.
Just remind people, where they're going to be playing the MAC Finals this year?
That will be at the BU Event Center. And I just found out today they changed it from Saturday the 17th to Friday the 16th. So if you are marking that on the calendar, it will be Friday night with games at 6 and 8 p.m., which is a great venue. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Be nice for the kids to play on that nice facility.
Yeah, probably the best, you know, Division I facility in our local area. Sydney with the basketball, 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here is McMillan for three, off the mark, rebound for Unitigo and Noah Blake. 30 seconds left. Sydney on top, 86-46. The postgame show will be coming up right after this. We'll take a small break and then come back. Get you your final scoring rundown. Here's Cody Smith.
Oh.
Buries it from downtown. Good looking
downtown,
shot.
Downtown, I guess so. He was probably 8-10 feet behind that three-point line.
Smith showing some range. It's 86-49, 15 seconds to go. Left side of the floor here for Levi Green. The student section yelling for Levi Green to shoot the basketball. They go to Green. He's thinking about it, but he doesn't want to toss it up. And that'll do it. Our final score tonight, Sydney 86, Unitigo 49. Post-game show coming up, folks, here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time. It's senior night here at Sydney High School, and the Sydney Warriors walk away with an 86-49 victory tonight. As just a good shooting display here tonight for the Warriors, and we'll see if they can carry the hot hand into Monday's game against the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, they definitely are going to be executing at their fullest potential that night, because the Walton Warriors have been the toast of the league all year long.
Scoring summary first for Sydney tonight: Ethan Finch with 27 points, followed by Malik Howard with 18, Stephen Smith with 15, 6 apiece for Matt Hoskins and Liam Matthews, 4 for Lucas Tanner, 3 for Justin McMillan, 3 for Chase Johnson, 2 apiece for Ryan Harris and Mikey Gravelin. On the other side for Unitigo, a game-high 9, or a team-high, I should say, 9 points for Tyler Ennis, 8 for Dane Reed, 7 for Dawson Wilsey, 6 for Andy Sheldon, 5 for Noah Hotala, as well as Cody Smith, so he has 5 as well, 3 for Cooper Thayer, 2 for Noah Blake, and 2 for Zach Carey. So that's the scoring summary tonight for Unitigo. Let's get into our three awards here. Offense, defense, and all-purpose. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. And I think it's an easy choice tonight. Ethan Finch with 27 points. He was certainly outstanding on offense.
He sure was. And I'll tell you, it's funny because he wasn't actually, in the first half, wasn't really looking for the three-point shot all the time. He got it a couple of times, but he also was putting the ball on the floor and making Unitigo foul, and then he went to the line and added the foul, or the free throws.
Next up, it's our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Would like to give this to a Unitigo Spartan tonight. Tim, any thoughts?
Defensively?
Yeah, I mean,
Tyler Ennis. He did a nice job in there.
I think let's give it to him. Tyler Ennis with 9 points, came off the bench, and in that first half provided a real spark.
Yeah.
And some of those were on steals that he was then able to come down, and boy, his shot was high arcing, but it did find the bottom of the net. So we'll give it to Tyler Ennis tonight for Unitigo for our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that tonight to Malik Howard. 18 points for Sydney. Did a little bit of everything and got the job done. And I thought when Sydney started to pull away, it was because of the deep shooting from Malik Howard.
Yeah, he definitely was the one they were looking for out of the offense on the half court, and he buried the threes.
And so our final score tonight, 86-49. That's our three awards. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll be back on the air on Monday, I believe, so make sure you tune in then as the Sydney boys will host the Walton Warriors, a battle of the Warriors here on Monday night. The rest of the weekend we'll have a ton going on Twitter, and if you're not a Twitter person and you need those score updates, just go to WCDOsports.com. Our Twitter feed is right there. You can scroll through it and get all the playoff standings and scores and points, everything that you need. So it's all right there on WCDOsports.com. Tim, thanks for joining me tonight.
Yeah, not a problem. I just want everybody out there to know that this was a lot closer than it ended up.
It was
very, very exciting game in the first half.
Yeah, first half was great. I thought it was back and forth. And, you know, it really just was Sydney shooting very well tonight and Unitigo getting in some foul trouble. I think that did hurt, but always fun when these two get together. Yeah. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He's our in-game producer. We appreciate his hard work. Our final score again tonight, Sydney 86 and Unitigo 49. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week on CDO Sports.